我们今天读的经文是来自创世纪的27章1至29节。我们会一起读出，我们用中文读1至14节，然后用英文读15至29节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 27 verses 1 through 29. We'll be reading this in unison verses 1 through 14 in Cantonese and then verses 15 through 29 in English.
创世纪二十七章第一节，我哋一齐读。以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来，说：我儿。以扫说：我在这里。他说：我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味。拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃。我好在未死之先，在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的，给他做成美味。你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说：我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的。倘若我父亲摸着我，必以为我欺哄人的，我就招咒诅，不得祝福。他母亲对他说：我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来。他便去拿来，交给他母亲。他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美味。
Let's continue in English. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her older son, which were her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And the skins of the young goats she put on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. And she put the delicious food and the bread.And she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went in to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?He answered, Then Isaac said to Jacob, Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, who felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him.Because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, Are you really my son Esau? He answered, I am. Then he said, Bring it near to me, that I may eat of my son's game and bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Come near and kiss me, my son.So he came near and kissed him, and Isaac smelled the smell of his garments, and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of a view of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let the peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, And may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you.
文牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系神对这一团遭的家庭的怜悯。
Today's message given by Pastor Thomas Mack is titled God's Mercy and a Messed Up Family.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
啊，我哋即系过呢一成个礼拜咧，啊，即系有好似又起又跌咁嘅样。
We've gone through a week with ups and downs.
啊，当有啲嘢你觉得好紧张、好唔知点做嘅时候，喺度祈祷求神。
When there are things that we are not certain what to do, we pray to the Lord.
啊！又从神讲啦，因为你个同在啊，所以我个心有平安。
It's because of your presence that I have peace in my heart.
啊，唔需要怕，走一步一步嘅行。
Do not fear, just take it one step at a time.
但等过一阵冇耐，嗰个忧愁感又翻翻嚟。
But then, not too long afterwards, that worry comes back.
咁我要继续对我自己讲，唔好怕，神与你同在。
And I kept on saying to myself, do not fear, God is with me.
其实我们的人生就是这样的样子，是不是？
That is indeed the pattern of our life.
有时 down, 有时 up.
There are moments of downs and there are moments of ups.
在每一个时刻里面，我们就是这样靠着神给我们恩典走过去。
Every moment, we rely on the Lord so that we can go through it.
你都不要觉得这个困难原来是咁对我系咁唔公平
，and
唔使觉得
，and not to feel that these difficulties are being unfairness to me。
啊，原来神系用每一个困难，系叫我哋更深嘅体会佢个恩典。
God uses every trial to build up our faith。
啊，我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let's pray together。
但系我哋多谢你嘅恩典。
God, we thank you for your grace.
带领我们走过每一天的路。
That you guide us through the path every day.
更加的你自己与我们同在。
Most importantly, you are with us.
坚固我们的心。
To strengthen our hearts.
面对我们每一天的困难和试探。
And help us to face our trials and our temptations.
好叫我们每一个人能够心里头充满着赞美和喜乐。
So that we will be filled with praise and joy.
在这里我们去一同去敬拜去赞美你。
Here we worship and praise you together.
求主你今天与我们同在。
Lord be with us today.
无论是我讲到 Cathy 翻译。
Whether it is me preaching or Cathy interpreting.
或者会众一同在这里听你的话语的时候。
And when the congregants listen to your word.
求主圣灵与我们同在。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit be with us.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 头先我们读了很长的经文。
We had read a pretty long passage.
是不是好像看到一出戏呢？
As if we had just seen a film.
当我读完这个创世记作者这么详述的叙述的时候
，As we had seen this pretty long description from the author，
系啊，一种好震惊的感觉。
This pretty shocking feeling。
亚伯拉罕呢个信心的伟人
，Abraham the father of faith，
系神所拣选的要来代表他同埋祝福万国的家庭。
He was chosen by God to represent him and to be a blessing to the nations.
就是已经落到下一代就竟然是这么扭教。
But then we see how messed up the next generation is.
正如亚当夏娃，他们是神所创造的第一个家庭。
Adam and Eve was the very first family that God created.
他们的第二代都已经发生了妒忌和谋杀。
That next, very next generation, already committed murder.
但你看到吗？神就要定义的，用这么扭教的家庭来去完成他的计划。
But God is determined to even use these messed up families to fulfill his plans.
摩西就讲给他当时的读者听，就来要去到翻回迦南地的以色列人听。
Moses here talking to his audience, these are Israelites who had just gone into Canaan.
也都写给我们今天，我们这里的读者去听，当我们读圣经的时候。
These are also written to us today when we read his word.
当我们来读圣经的时候，我们不单只要警惕。
When we read the Bible, not only do we need to be aware,
更加要知道的话，原来神的计划不是在乎人。
And we need to know that God's plan is not dependent on us.
不是在乎人的信实，人的完美。
It's not a reliant on our perfection or our trustworthiness.
而是在乎神的主权的恩典 sovereign grace 和他的怜悯。
But it is based upon his sovereign grace and his mercy.
神都亦都在今日，亦都要用我们这么扭教、这么不配的罪人。
God also today uses us who are messed up, who are not worthy.
我们的家庭、我们的教会去这样去荣耀他。
That our families, our churches would glorify him.
我上次讲到提到呢，这个家庭，因为他的家长呢各有偏爱，而种下了这个祸根。
So, previously I had, preached about this family because of the favoritism of the parents that it had caused this, a root of sin.
25章28节他讲了，以撒做老豆呢，就爱以扫这个大仔。
And in Genesis 25 verse 28, it tells us that Isaac, the father, loved his son Esau.
因为他经常吃，他的野味。
Because he often eats of the food from the field.
而利百加这个做母亲呢，就喜去爱那个小的雅各。
And Rebecca, the mother, loved the younger one.
哇，你即刻你就会看到了。哇！佢哋一个咩嘅图画？佢就喺好喺一个充满虐妒忌同埋屠交嘅场面。
Immediately we see a picture of jealousy.
但系当一个当佢年纪越大嘅时候
，as they grew older，
年老嗰一代要将个财产同祝福去交代清楚嘅时候
，when the older needed to hand over the inheritance。
这个家庭成员之间的矛盾同埋佢哋嘅 power struggle 权力斗争就越来越大啦。
And the conflict and the power struggles had become even greater.
我哋睇到嘛，当中会有欺骗同偷窃。
So we see that there were deception.
有串谋同诡诈。
There were scheming.
亦都有人讲大话，有亵渎神。
And there were, lies and there were blasphemy.
咁你引致到有仇恨同埋分裂。
And there were hatred and separation.
每一个人佢哋都自己偏行己路，行佢哋自己眼中看为对嘅事。
Everyone is going, their own path according to what they think is right.
第一就讲到我哋睇到啦，睇先呢个做老豆嘅以撒。
And now we come upon Isaac, the father.
第一到第四节讲话，佢想喺未死之前呢，就为佢个大仔以扫嚟祝福。
And in verses 1-4, he wanted to bless his son before he died.
佢问题就咧，佢要知下底啊，唔系公我知下底嘅去祝福佢。
But the problem was he wanted to do that in in private, in secret.
而且要吃了以扫那些东西才去祝福。
And he wanted to bless him after he'd eaten Esau's game food.
在当时的习俗来说，为长子祝福是一件很公开的家庭大事。
But according to the tradition back then, the blessing of the eldest son should have been something very open.
添甲呢，他们有大排筵席来庆祝的。
This should have been a feast to celebrate it.
而且在之前没多久，有三件事曾经发生过。
And prior to this event, there were three things that had happened.
以撒这个做老豆的呢，都知道神的旨意不是在以扫那里的。
Isaac already knew that God had not, God's plan was not for Esau.
因为第一，在出祭以前，神已经显明将来那个大的要服侍的小的。
Because before they were even born, it was stated that the older would serve the younger.
第二，他都知道以扫，他自己都轻看他长子的名分。
And also we know that Esau looked down upon that status of the elder son.
他曾经因为一碗红豆汤，将这个长子的名分卖了给雅各。
He had actually sold his first son status with a bowl of red stew.
第三，以扫都唔顾神嘅吩咐啦，娶咗两个当地嘅迦南人为妻子。
And also, thirdly, Esau did not obey his parents and married two Canaanites.
他哋因为第廿六章三节佢讲过，佢话佢哋呢两个迦南嘅妇女子曾知道以撒同埋利百加咧心里。 常常都好愁烦，好烦恼。
And in chapter 26, verse 35, it told that this marriage with the Hittites and were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebecca.
你睇到以扫呢个人啊，佢根本冇呢个属灵嘅洞察力。
So we see that Esau really didn't have a motivation for the spirit.
喺到佢心里就系冇神喺度。
He did not have God in his heart.
但系以撒呢个做老豆嘅仍然去想阻扰神嘅计划。
But Isaac the father still wanted to thwart the plan of God.
因为以扫佢能够满足佢贪爱美食嗰个欲望。
That is because Isaac loved good food.
其实做这个做老豆的以撒，和这个大仔以扫一样，他们真是跟着他口里面的需要。
So the father Isaac is very similar to the son Esau. They follow their desire for food.
他跟着他口的需要，而失去了他属灵的分辨力。
And because of this sensual pursuit, they had lost the spiritual aspect.
所以他们最终都被他们想要得到那个感官那个满足呢，去呃了。 So
they were ultimately deceived by their desire for sensual being.
以撒他想好偷偷地从祝福的以扫。 So
Isaac wanted to bless Esau secretly.
甚至他没有跟他的太太利伯加去商量。
He didn't even discuss it with his wife, Rebecca.
因为他定义一定要这样去阻挠神，一早就预定的计划。 determined to bless God's will, the plan.
So he was determined on his own to thwart God's plan.
当我们看这个祝福的内容，第27、第30节的时候，
When we look at the content of the blessing, starting with verse
以撒都是真的将最好的和最好的祝福完完全全给了那个他偏爱的儿子。
So we see from the blessing that Isaac the father wanted to give totally all that is good to his son, his favorite son, Esau.
他没想过留一些东西给另外一个儿子。
He never even thought of leaving something for his other son.
谁知他的诡计被他诡诈的妻子和他的儿子搞弯了。
But Isaac's scheme was destroyed by his scheming wife, Rebecca.
最终这个祝福的这么大，大到一点都没得留给以扫。
So eventually, this blessing was so complete that he left nothing for Esau.
但是人的诡计并没有破坏到神的计划。
But men's deception and schemes would not thwart God's plan.
这一切正正是神所预定的要去发生。
This is exactly what God had determined would happen.
第二，当个妻子利百加听到以撒的吩咐的时候。
So when his wife Rebecca overheard what he had told his son Esau,
他利百加立刻就想到一个为他的儿子来应变的计划了。
Rebecca immediately thought of a plan to counter it for her son Jacob.
正经讲他就说他以撒他的儿子以扫又讲到利百加的儿子雅各，这个儿子。
So we see it on the scripture that it's described, Esau is described as Isaac's son, his son, and Jacob is described as Rebecca, her son.
在这里看到这个家庭是没有一个和谐，没有一个同心。
So we can see right away this family lacks harmony and unity.
我们以前也讲过，以撒和利百加是神所接合的夫妻，是很美好的。
And we had read before about this good marriage between Isaac and Rebecca.
但是你越来越看到，原来他们之间是没有沟通。
But then we also see that there was no communication between the two of them.
更加因为各有所爱而起了争竞。
It is also because of what they favor that it had created quarrels.
除了开头以撒为了利百加不育，就去祈祷之外。
At the beginning, when Rebecca was barren, we saw Isaac prayed for her.
但除了这个之外，以撒似乎来到这里已经失去了他的属灵领导的地位。
But now up to this point, we can see that Isaac had already neglected his leadership spiritually.
现在你看到以撒好像一个全家人和他都对立的老人。
And so we see that Isaac became a dividing force for his family.
没有一个人都想从他的身上来得到他们想要的东西。
Everybody wanted to get what they could from Isaac.
反而是利百加，他仍然记得神那个预言。
It was Rebecca who still remembered God's prophecy.
即是说你将来大的要去服侍小的那个预言。
That prophecy of the older having to serve the younger.
但为什么利百加不走去跟她丈夫去讲一下呢？
And how come Rebecca didn't go to her husband to talk about this?
或者可以使到以撒他记起神讲过的话呢？
Or to remind Isaac of what God had told them?
或者没什么好讲，他们之间或者讲不到呢？
Or maybe there was nothing else that they could talk about.
如果夫妻之间两个没什么好讲， 冇乜可以再溝通嘅時候,
when there's nothing left to communicate between the spouses,
特別是這個屬靈的事情上,沒什麼好話說的時候,
especially when it deals with matters of the spirit,
這個家庭是很容易的落入魔鬼試探的危險,
this family runs the risk of falling into Satan's trap.
所以我們不可以不小心,
therefore, we need to be very cautious.
尼伯家都怕这件事情不会跟着神的计划去进行。
And Rebecca was afraid that this event would not happen as God had planned.
她怕,因为她以为一切的事情最后是要依靠她自己的努力。
She feared because she thought everything depended on her.
她要将这整件事情都掌握在自己的手里面。
She wanted this whole thing to be controlled in by her hand.
当她这样做的时候,就好像夏娃那样敬重了魔鬼的诡计了。
As she did this, just like Eve, she fell into Satan's trap.
她转同她的儿子雅各去欺骗她的丈夫以撒。
She urged her son to deceive her father.
去假扮是造成以扫去截取这个以撒的祝福。
He pretended to be Esau in order to steal the blessing from his father.
结果反而使得这个家庭四分五裂。
But this caused the very brokenness of this family.
在人的眼中, 差一点就真的想要神的计划就到阻扰。
So in men's eyes, God's plan almost was sidetracked.
尼伯家这个自编自导的计划真的好像可以拍成一出戏那样。
So this plan of Rebecca that she had self-directed and self-produced is almost like a film.
由交由去雅各去主演。
Was played by Jacob, her son.
但事实上,在不同的细节上面,
but actually in the tiny details,
这个岂不是在我们每一个人的生命里面在上映吗?
Aren't these also what is being played out in our own lives?
但雅各在整件事情上面,他不是被动的。 第三,但雅各不是整件事情上面,他不是被动的。
And we see that in this whole thing, Jacob the son was not totally passive.
刚才说以扫就跟他老爸以撒那里成就了那个贪爱美食的坏习惯。
So we knew that Esau, just like his father Isaac, loved to eat.
但雅各怎样呢?他就跟他的母亲成就了那个操控和欺骗人的品性。
But Jacob was molded by his mother into someone who is deceptive.
虽然他起初就有犹豫,会不会被他的父亲击穿啊?
So throughout this whole scheme, he at the beginning was a little bit doubtful whether he'd be discovered.
整件事的复杂是不是行得通的呢?
And is that going to work?
他犹豫就不是说因为他怕犯罪去得罪神。
He doubted not because he was afraid to anger God because he sinned.
虽然他的妈会煮些美食的食物去给他爸爸吃。
So his mom cooked this a tasteful meal for his father Isaac to eat.
但是他的身、他的肘和頸都是光滑的，不是像他的哥哥那樣有毛的。
But unlike his brother Esau, Jacob is very smooth, has very smooth skin.
那手、頸喜歡找些東西來蓋住。
So that they needed to cover his arms and his neck.
於是有兩隻山羊必須要去被宰殺，去拿他的皮。
Therefore, two goats needed to be slaughtered in order to get the goat skin.
又拿他的肉來煮成代替的野味。
And the meat became the game food.
又找件以掃上好的衣服，就披在自己的身上去给他爸爸去闻。
And Jacob even wore the upper garment of his brother so that his father can smell Esau.
我想他的样子一定很funny的，很有趣的。
I can imagine how funny, interesting Jacob looked.
就好像Halloween扮野那些人那么古怪。
It's as if he's all costumed up for Halloween.
他穿着一件很大size的，又不合身。
He's wearing something that is too big for him.
这里贴一块，那里贴一块。
And there's this goat skin here and goat skin there.
但是真正要走去以撒的身边，就真的需要很多的勇气和所谓智慧。
But it must have taken quite a bit of courage and wisdom for Jacob to walk near to Isaac.
但是很讽刺地看到，以撒他贪爱这个感官的享受。
And it is quite ironic that
Isaac，他贪爱这个感官的享受，反而被自己那个衰退的感官呃了。
And it's quite ironic that Isaac, who is driven by sensual desire, was deceived by sensual desire.
他的味觉和他的嗅觉，his
sense of taste, his sense of smell,
他的触觉和他的视觉都被雅各呃了。His
sense of touch, his vision were all deceived by Jacob.
虽然以撒的听觉使到他起疑心，这个是不是雅各来的呢？
Even though Isaac, through his hearing, he was doubting whether that indeed is the voice of Esau.
但是以撒并没有听从他心里头那个属灵的声音。
But most importantly, Isaac did not listen to the Spirit's voice in his heart.
你看到雅各不单止这样的骗了他的父亲。
So we see Jacob had deceived his father.
他甚至去妄用神的名来亵渎神。
And he also blasphemed God.
他还说这个是神去帮助他的。
He even answered his father, saying, Oh, yes, this is what God had helped me to do.
骗一个老人家是一件非常错的事情。
To deceive an elderly person is very wrong.
尤其是自己的家人，他父亲和丈夫。
Especially one's father, one's husband.
更加错、更加有罪的，就是冒用上帝的名。
Even worse was that they misused and abused God's name.
但雅各他听从他心里头所给他的试探。
But Jacob listened to the voice of temptation.
以为他没有人知道，没有人会受到伤害。
So he thought, oh, if nobody knew, nobody's going to get hurt.
你犯了罪都不用怕的，没什么结果，后果的。
Even if I sin, there's not going to be any consequences.
但当我们去被迷惑，都被自己的私欲 去控制的时候，
But when we are being deceived, we are when we're being controlled by our desire,
我们就看不见那个背后那个生长和结果。
We cannot see what the consequences
are. 圣经很肯定地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us.
因为所有的罪都会带来伤害。
All sins create harm.
会付出很大的代价。
And one has to pay greatly.
甚至他会被毁灭。
And up to the point of destruction.
而且这个惩罚来得比我们预期的更加快。
And this punishment would come even faster than we expect.
所以当我们每次说要跟撒旦来讨论一下这个犯罪是不是安全 O 不 OK 的时候
So, but the time when we think, oh, let's just talk about this and see if this sin is going to be okay.
我们已经是输了的了。
We already had lost.
所以不要被魔鬼留下任何的地步。
So do not leave even an inch to Satan.
当圣灵提醒我们这个罪的事实的时候
So when the Holy Spirit reminds us, convicts us of this sin,
我们应该的有勇气的站起身的来讲
We need to have courage and stand up.
这个是罪来的
This is sin.
去欺骗和偷窃
And to deceive.
去得罪上帝，去得罪人是不可以做的这件事
To anger God and to anger others, that's not something we can do.
但雅各这个的犹豫正带来了一个很可怕的后果。
But Jacob is facing this terrible consequence.
他要做到最后他要逃走免他被杀害。
Toward the end, he needed to flee preserve his life.
但第四，以撒并不是一个被欺骗的受害者。
And we now look at Esau. He is not exactly a victim who had been deceived.
圣经还讲到他一生所做的自停和决定。
When we see what the Bible had told us about all the things that he'd done.
前面讲到话他出卖个长子的名分啊，同埋又同迦南人的女子结婚。
So we had seen that he had sold his birthright as an elder son, and also he'd married Canaanite women.
正显明到他心里头冇神，佢都唔会爱慕呢个神。
We see that he had no God in his heart, and he didn't love God.
他也都唔去离，冇一个离开呢个世，离开呢个世界嘅决心。
He didn't he was very attracted by the world.
佢爱嘅只系啲物质嘅福气，而唔系话属灵嘅福气。
He only loved the blessing of material blessing instead of spiritual blessing.
当最后睇到呢个祝福被对调嘅时候
，So when we see that the blessing was taken away from him.
正印证了他不是神所拣选要将来给这个亚伯拉罕的约传下去的那个人。
And we know that Esau was not chosen by God to perpetuate the blessing from Abraham.
以扫他为了他自己的结局去难过。
So Esau was regretful or remorseful.
他都为了他的为子而愤怒，甚至起了杀心，要杀他的弟弟雅各。
He was angry to a point where he wanted to kill his own brother Jacob.
但他为他过去的错误或者错过了他机会难过，而是不足够的。
But to feel bad about what you had done wrong in the past is not enough.
他并没有为他轻视神这个罪去悔改。
He did not repent from looking down on God.
啊，佢所需要嘅，正如我好似同我哋一样，系需要一个真正嘅心嘅转变。
What he needs is exactly what we need, is this real transformation of our heart.
但喺神嘅怜悯嘅里面，神为咗呢个咁老旧嘅家庭提出一条出路。
And but with all this messiness of this family, God's mercy had allowed this one route of escape.
第一，我睇到咧，以撒啊，佢虽然喺呢政喺呢件事上，佢政治上佢失败。
The very first thing is when we see how, even though Isaac had failed so much.
啊，你到真系到即系到佢临死啦，圣经先再提翻佢个名出嚟。
And it is not until his at his deathbed that the Bible again mentioned Isaac's name.
但系有一件事佢系做得啱嘅。
But there was one thing that he did correctly.
啊，即系话咧，佢有信心啊，将呢个神嘅祝福传俾下一代。
He had the faith. Isaac had the faith to invoke blessings on the next generation.
啊，呢个祝福所包含嘅物质嘅丰富同埋呢个拥有权咧，喺当时嚟讲系遥不可及。
And this blessing of material wealth and the rights is something that is unshakable.
啊！但系佢有信心，去相信。
But it's something so far in the future, yet Isaac still had the faith to believe.
啊！神嘅祝福啊，即系神咗应许要嚟嗰个救赎主咧，系真实嘅，系可信嘅。
That the promise of this future savior, is something that is real and that can be believed.
所以在希伯来书第十一章第二十节这样讲。
So that in Hebrews chapter 11:20,
他说以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各和以扫去祝福。
Hebrews says, by faith Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau.
因为自此以后这个家庭的祝福唔再系从以撒嚟噶啦。
So this means that from now on, this family's blessing is not coming from Isaac anymore.
啊，对以扫同埋当时嘅人嚟讲啊，呢个祝福系从雅各而嚟。
So then, to Esau and all the people at that time, the blessing now comes from Jacob.
是从雅各的后同埋佢嘅后代以色列人而嚟。
It comes from Jacob's descendants, the Israelites.
啊，人都要凭着信心去仰望喺就将来要嚟嘅嗰一位。
And by faith they were looking forward to the one who is to come.
啊，嗰位系从雅各嘅其中一个嘅后代耶稣基督而嚟。
That is one of the descendants from Jacob, Jesus Christ.
第二节你睇到成篇圣经好诚实咧，记载咗好多好老旧嘅家庭。
And we see in the Bible had recorded all these messiness.
啊，从亚当夏娃、以撒、雅各，甚至去到大卫。
From Adam and Eve, Esau, Jacob, to David.
啊，当我哋打开圣经嚟喺佢聆听神嘅话语嘅时候
，So when we open the Bible and we listen to God's word，
啊，尤其系睇到十诫嘅里面所讲嘅，正正系好啱呢一个字情。
Especially when we read the Ten Commandments，
啊，喺嗰阵时我哋咁样睇到嘅时候，叫我哋能够整个。整觉我哋自己嘅罪。
So when we read it, God wants us to know to be revealed the sins that's in us.
喺知道我自己有罪嘅时候，你睇到自己要喺咁样嘅困局走出嚟，系几咁嘅无助。
And we feel so helpless when we see the sins that we have.
我哋先能够喺神面前嘅唔再去假装嗰啲自己冇嘅嘢。
So it's only then can we come to the Lord and not pretending anymore of things that we don't have.
我哋唔再假装我哋自己咗冇嘅义。
We don't pretend that we have righteousness.
今日我哋有勇气嘅面对我哋嘅自己嘅污秽嘅本性。
That we'll have to, the courage to face our filthy, sinful nature. So that we can confess of our sins so that we can repent. So that we can rely on the Savior that God had prepared for us. Because in Christ, His grace is greater than all our sins.
第三，神预备了耶稣基督给我们做这个代罪的羔羊。
And thirdly, God had prepared Jesus as our sacrificial lamb.
代替了我们的罪来受到惩罚。
He took our sin and he took the punishment that we deserve.
雅各就拿那两只山羊来代替了他。
So Jacob used those two goats to represent him.
这个山羊的食物这个肉是做成这个美味的食物。
And the meat of the goat became a tasty meal.
但是耶稣比他们的煮成的美食更加能够满足我们心灵的饥渴。
But Jesus can fill our hunger spiritually.
因为雅各不想他自己的罪去被识穿的时候。
When Jacob didn't want to be discovered because of his sin.
你看到他用那些杀死了个山羊的皮来盖住那些盖住自己。
So we see that he used the slaughtered goat's skin to cover himself.
他盖住那些他不想被人见到的真面目。
He covered up the things that he didn't want to reveal to others.
然后假装成自己但本来是没有的东西。
And to pretend to have something that he didn't have.
并且拿以扫的衫是装扮成自己本来不是的那个人。
And he even wore the clothes of Esau and to pretend to be someone whom he is not.
好叫他能够得到或者呃到父亲的欢心。
So that he can deceive to get his father's blessing.
他母做母亲还保证他甚至他当他被击穿的时候。
His mother Rebecca even said, even if you were discovered,
那个罪的咒诅就落在他的身上了。
Let that curse of sin be upon me, not upon you, Jacob.
但是你看到圣经，耶稣是照着我们的本相来接纳我们。
But we see that God actually accepts us knowing who we are.
他虽然看到我们满身的污秽，
even though he sees all this filth in us,
但神让这个罪的咒诅是落在他儿子耶稣基督身上。
But God put upon his own son Jesus the curse of sin.
耶稣基督这个被杀的羔羊，他由无罪的代替我们成为有罪。
And Christ, our sacrificial lamb, became sin for the sinless sacrificial lamb became sin for us.
在十字架上代替我们成就那个无停的羞辱。
And on the cross, he endured all these mockery.
他的衣服被剥光。
His clothes were taken totally from him.
被神和他被人去离弃。
he was forsaken by his own father and by men.
最后流尽血而死。
And he died by shedding his blood.
好叫你同我系凭信心嚟靠近十字架嘅人。
So that for those of us who can come to the cross in faith,
能够藉着耶稣嘅宝血，我哋嘅罪能够得到洁净。
That Jesus's blood can cleanse our sin.
我哋有耶稣基督嘅嗰个袍公义嘅袍披喺我哋嘅身上。
So we have the robe of righteousness from Christ on us.
我哋就意思到我哋唔使去踢和羞耻。
So that we do not have to be humiliated because of our nakedness.
意思到我哋唔使好似雅各咁要攞以扫便衫嚟冚住自己。
So that we, unlike Jacob, needed to get somebody's clothes to cover ourselves.
我哋唔使再去假装自己咗冇嘅义嚟要去讨上帝嘅欢心。
And we no longer need to pretend that we have this righteousness that we don't have.
呢个十字架正喺度彰显神嘅怜悯。
And this cross reveals to us God's mercy.
神嘅怜悯点样去临到呢个罪恶嘅世界？
And this mercy comes to this sinful world.
点样临到呢一个咁一团糟嘅家庭？
It comes to this very messy family.
点样去建立一个合乎神心意嘅教会？
And how do we build up a church that is pleasing to God?
我应该会唱一首歌靠近十架。
And we want to sing this hymn.
这个十字架永远都是我们的荣耀。
And this cross is forever our glory.
使用我们的心才不会被虚假的东西所欺骗。
So that our hearts would not be deceived by things that are not real.
当十字架是我们永远是我们荣耀的时候，我们的心才能够得到安息和满足。
And if the cross is our glory, then we will have peace.
才会说去因着上帝的救恩，我们有喜乐。
And because of God's grace, saving grace, that we don't face death.
我们从起立，我们唱这首诗歌靠近十架。
Let us stand and sing this hymn near the cross.
How this king again 十架人有奉献真言，你只会对面代价，有个国家老家，十字架，十字架，永远是我。耶华主十字架，我尊敬靠近十架，望住主来恩待，那里有明亮神色。Yeah.
恩十架，一念即一听方，在诸十架音被下，日日奔走天梯，十字架。在天家仍挂住十字架，应声等候十架天，尽心盼望一见，直到渡过死。帝王金冕冠，十字架，十字架，永远赐我荣耀，直到我欢聚天家，仍挂住十字。
Let us pray together.
主耶稣，我哋感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在十字架上，你代替我哋承受呢个羞辱。
You took off the punishment on the cross.
在十字架上，你为我哋担当嘅神嘅愤怒。
You took God's wrath when you were on the cross.
好叫我哋能够今日嚟到亲近主你嘅人，能够去罪得到赦免。
That those who come to you can have this saving grace.
喺呢个十字架嘅里面，我哋嘅心能够到安慰。
That in the cross we find comfort.
只喺十字架面前，我哋先能够赤裸裸嘅去睇见自己嘅污秽。
It's only when we are before the cross that we can see our naked filthiness.
在十字架面前，看到你的恩典是多么丰盛。
And before the cross, we see how abundant, amazing grace.
好叫我们的心安息在你面前。
So that we can rest.
得力量去行走每日的路。
So that we can have strength to walk daily.
求主你带领我们有就每天的路。
Lord, lead us and guide us to walk.
愿意过十字架去跨后。
To walk this path of the cross.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.